Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Imagine praying in the same language that Jesus spoke. Wouldn't it be incredible to trace your heritage back to familiar biblical locations like Nineveh? Well, that's the heritage of Assyrian Christians. Sammy Yukana is an Assyrian pastor who settled in Australia with his family. He says that his rich Christian heritage used to be a matter of cultural practice for him more than a deep relationship with God. It was an experience of church in a refugee camp in Jordan that totally changed his approach to Christianity. Sammy Yukana now pastors churches in Australia and works with Anglicare to provide relief and support to refugees from the Middle East.
When those refugees coming at the first time, they feeling depressed.
Right, of course, yes.
They're feeling depressed because different language, different community, shops closing 5 o'clock. They never, in our country, it's never closed 5 o'clock.
No.
So visiting people here, the life is different here. At the beginning, for 6 months, 8 months, it's very, very hard for those people.
Is that the time when they need the most support?
Yes. Yes, that's the most important time if we can, as Australian people, can put hand to those people, not just by providing things. It's very important to say, hello, I love you, we will come in this country, and give them some hope.
Yes.
That's I understand when I come as a refugee in 2003 in this country.
That's very interesting. We often see our support for people in terms of giving blankets or giving food parcels. Is it harder? Shouldn't be. Is it harder to reach out and say, hello, brother, hello, sister, welcome. We love the fact that you're here. We want you to do well.
Correct.
How can I walk with you?
It's very important, the encouragement, and say this big word to them. And also start to do something. It's not just by also, it's good to talk, but also we need people. After the next step is do something. Show the love in practical work.
Well, Sammy Yukana is our guest on Open House. And Sammy, you're a pastor now in the Jesus Light of the World Arabic Church, working in the western suburbs of Sydney amongst the refugees. You also, of course, have been a refugee yourself. What was your experience? Where did you come from?
I'm genuine from Iraq. I'm Assyrian Iraqi, and
You are an Assyrian Iraqi.
Yes, Assyrian, because there's a difference between Syrian and Assyrian.
Yes.
So Assyrian, they can talk Aramaic language, and I went traveled from Iraq to Jordan in 1995.
And why did you leave Iraq?
Because of the very bad, difficult politics there and war, plenty of war there.
Was your family in danger in Iraq?
Anytime. Yes, my brother, he went to jail because he couldn't talk freedom, just talk for nearly 3 years and a half.
My goodness.
And of that, we couldn't stay there after that. So I traveled to Jordan because I want to find a new life for myself. Until I met Jesus, I've been tested the Lord in my life after 2 months in arriving in Jordan.
As the Christian word went out after the death of Christ and as it started to spread through the world at that time, it came to the Assyrian community, the Chaldeans and these great ancient cultures, and they were amongst the first to embrace the truth about Jesus. Now, it's interesting that thousands of years later, you grow up in Iraq, in an Assyrian community, and yet you didn't have any particular religious faith.
I had a faith, but normal faith, a person who is love the Lord.
Yeah.
And most of us, we love the Lord, but the Bible is not opening. The Bible doesn't being open to teach in the church.
So to go to church, you'd receive the Lord's Supper.
Correct.
And then
the ceremonies there.
Right.
And you baptize there, and also you fast, and they try to give you do good things, love your neighbor, but we need the Holy Spirit in the church strongly.
Now, you found that then after you made your move to Jordan, you're in a refugee camp. What was that like? How did that happen?
Yes, in Jordan, there is a church close to my home, Evangelical United Church, and I was just laughing on this church. And when I went there, what's this? It's different to us. They clapping and singing the law, singing, and we're different. But day after day, I met a person there who I know him from Iraq. He was playing a keyboard, and he was sharing with me what the Lord did in his life. Mm. I said, the way I save, I do good work, that's it. He said, no, that's not the way to save. The Lord will save you. I said, how comes? He opened the Bible for me. He read a couple of things, and that's it's a beginning to attend a couple of times. I went a couple of times, and the preacher said a couple of times, open your heart to the Lord. Repent. Let the Jesus come to your heart. Invite him. I was just saying, I don't want now. Because in my mind, once I say now, Lord, I should be very committed with him. Mm. I don't want to play with the Lord. Because I have a little faith there. So I, day after day, but on the 12th of July, 95, I took a decision for my heart. After I just start to say, how many years I will live here? 70? 100? Let me put this in the Lord's hand, and then I will have the eternity life.
Wow.
And I had a little faith at that time, on that day, I will call Jesus in my life. Maybe one day he will save me. I don't know when. So I went to the room, I closed my the doors, and I started praying. I said, Lord, please forgive me. I'm a sinner. Come to my life. I need you. I need you. I am alone, but I need you, my Lord. And it's amazing. After finish a prayer, I felt someone touched me by the Holy Spirit. He took my heaviness. Joy came to my heart and peace. I said, what happened to me? I went just depressed and just crying. And that it was the beginning of my life.
علي وعلينا احنا ولادك عد عيناك علي وعلي وعلينا احنا ولادك عد عيناك.
So you started the church in Jordan, living amongst the other refugees from Iraq.
Correct.
You hadn't gone to Jordan with that in mind. What was the old Sammy like? What was the old Sammy looking for?
The Lord, he's turned my life up and down.
Yeah.
From a person, he was just looking for work and money and have a travel to overseas and settled. Hmm. To a different person, not rushing. Our understanding what the Lord want in his time. The money not issue in my hand, not on my mind. All my issue is how I serve him, how I live for him. After 4 months, we got interview and acceptance. They accept our refugees. But I didn't travel until after 8 months.
So they accepted you as a refugee. So
correct.
Your refugee status was short.
I am under visa 202.
Yeah, very good. And it's important to note that because what we're about to hear is the contribution that you've made to Australia.
Correct.
Which people need to understand is a consequence of you being able to come here as a refugee. So you land in Australia, were you settled in Western Sydney?
I settled there, and this is my home. I love this country and all my heart here, that God can bless this country. And really, it's awesome to do a great job in this community.
Now, this was after you'd committed your life to serving him, so you must have had a sense that he wanted you to serve him here.
I believe there's a big plan for me here. There's a big plan for me here. And I will fight for that plan, even if it costs me anything else in my life, in to leave my kind of like work and to leave things I don't want it. But all my heart is really raise up Jesus as a saver in the hearts. Not just the point is helping at the end people. It's good to put hand helping those refugees, but in the long term, there is eternity life waiting for us, where we're going to go. So there's a big assurance, Jesus, he's only the way for the salvation.
So I know that at first you started working for Australia Post. The Lord allowed you to get a house. Yes, and you've been married?
Correct. And I have three kids at this moment, and my wife, she's a great singer to the Lord.
It's not a road that a lot of people travel, but here you are, three children. You own your own home, is that correct?
I own my own home.
It's extraordinary. Yeah. But then, of course, the big challenge. Now, the Lord says, I want you to leave all of that and do the thing that I called you to do, which is what? Plant a church.
And I've done, and once I left the work, I've seen the church is multiplying the numbers of people, because it's a blessing and a great encouragement for us. At this moment, I have two churches, not only one church. I planted another church last March too.
Wow.
I can't see it. I would love people hear about the gospel. That's more my heart. And my role with Anglicare is very big at this moment. I distribute a lot of Bibles for free through the Anglicare. They took it from the Bible Society. Around 2,000 Bibles, we got it, and we're still giving to people. It's Arabic and English.
Yes.
Old Testament and New Testament.
So you're ministering to Arabic speakers, mostly with a Christian background, but like the Christian background you had, where it was about the ceremony rather than the relationship with Jesus?
It's a more important, yes, the relationship with Jesus, not the ceremony.
So most of them come from that sort of background.
Yeah. That's right.
And so are you seeing them now come into a relationship with Jesus, as you did?
I can see that, how is awesome God is working in front of those people, in the heart of these people. Once we live for him, then he will do his effect on other people.
Well, who knows what God has in mind for those people he's bringing to Australia to meet you.
No one knows, only him knows. But all we need to be are faithful with him, then the salvation that's in his hand. But I've seen also many Muslims. And also the John Baptist follow. Do you know what's the John Baptist follow?
Mm-hmm.
We have people from Iraq called Mandaeen.
Mandaeen.
Yes, they follow John Baptist.
They're not
Muslims. They're not Christians.
Yep.
Through the Anglicare, we're serving all of them, Muslims, Christians, Mandae, because we love them. But for the salvation, there is only one way. We need the Lord. That is the Father plan for eternity life.
Pastor Sammy Yukana, and the music in that piece was by Gassan Potros, a well-known Assyrian gospel singer.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.